For Australians living with a disability, being told to isolate or reduce physical contact with others is not as easy as it sounds. Some people living with a disability need around-the-clock care from support workers. Advocates say they're not being given enough guidance on how people with disabilities can protect themselves from the virus. Naz Campanella reports.
As the coronavirus continues to spread, Ricky Buchanan's concerned about the road ahead.
The thing that I'm the most scared of is not having the support that I need. It takes support workers twice a day to let me do like really basic things. They help me get dressed. They wash me. They prepare food for me. So without the support workers here, I couldn't stay here. I don't know what would happen.
The 45-year-old lives with a condition which means she struggles to get out of bed and leave her Melbourne home. She says she's scared her already fragile immune system won't cope if one of her support workers gets the virus.
With so many people coming in and out to help me, it seems kind of inevitable that I'm probably going to get sick. They're going around to other vulnerable people, and some of them also work in nursing homes and hospitals and other places where there's likely to be lots of sick people.
Jeff Smith is the CEO of People with Disability Australia. He lives with a disability too, and he says he's concerned there's a lack of attention being paid to the potential impacts of the virus on people with chronic conditions.
For people with disability to hear that message that, it's okay, you're only going to be affected if you're old, which is often code for old and infirm or sick or in the high-risk category, then that kind of messaging that those people don't matter or that's just normal life is really distressing, of course, and damaging for people with disability.
He says there's also not enough accessible information to help people with disabilities understand the virus.
That information, when it does come out, needs to be timely and accurate and accessible. So in a range of formats through with captioning, Auslan, and easy-to-read materials.
But with coronavirus spreading quickly and supplies dwindling, Ricky Buchanan says she's taking matters into her own hands.
I've tried to stock up on all of the meds ahead of time, and I've talked to my pharmacy about what we might do if meds get hard to get. I'm lucky I have a really fantastic pharmacy. They're super helpful. I have also contacted my GP and asked them to write repeats on my scripts earlier than usual, which hopefully will help a little bit.
And she says she's hopeful being proactive will keep her safe.
There's a sign on my front door that says medically fragile person inside, which isn't usually a way I would describe myself, but it seems appropriate right now. It tells people to wash their hands when they come in, which people have been quite good about doing. I've added some new routines for my support workers too. For example, we're wiping surfaces down more often than we would have previously, and just making sure that people definitely wear gloves every time they have to help me with something that involves touching me.
Ricky Buchanan ending that report by Naz Campanella.